The European Court of Human Rights has ruled that Macedonia violated the rights of a German citizen by arresting him, holding him incommunicado for 3 weeks, then turning him over to the CIA's rendition to torture program. Khalid El-Masri was seized by border guards as he entered Macedonia on New Year's Eve 2003 while on vacation. He was held in a hotel room for 23 days, denied access to phone calls, legal advice, or communication with German consular officials, while he was interrogated and threatened with being shot if he tried to leave. He was then turned over to the CIA and was severely beaten, sodomized, shackled, and hooded before being put on a plane and flown to Afghanistan. There, he was tortured and interrogated for several months. The CIA eventually realized they had the wrong man and flew him to Albania, where he was abandoned on a country road. In a unanimous ruling, the 17-judge panel of the court found that Macedonia had violated the European Convention on Human Rights prohibition against torture and inhumane or degrading treatment and awarded El-Masri $78,000 in damages. Darian Pavli is a senior attorney with the Open Society Justice Initiative. He argued the case for El-Masri in the court in Strasbourg, France.
This is the first time that an international court has passed a judgment involving a victim of the practice known as CIA extraordinary renditions. This was, as we know, part of the practices adopted after 9/11 in the global war on terror. And now the European Court of Human Rights, one of the world's top human rights courts, is saying that you cannot do those things in the name of the war against terrorism. You cannot take people off the streets, at least in Europe, without any kind of due process and hand them over to another party that is going to continue to disappear them for months and subject them to interrogation methods that the European court said were manifestly inconsistent with the principles of the European Human Rights Convention.
What were the abuses that Khalid El-Masri suffered at the hands of the Macedonians when he was first captured? Because that's really the subject of this settlement.
Well, the judgment involved both directly abuses by the Macedonian side, but also in a fairly tangible manner what was done to him by the U.S. agents, because this was a joint U.S.-Macedonian operation. And the court held, for example, that his detention at the hotel in Skopje was arbitrary and unlawful, that his treatment at the hotel in Skopje was inhuman and degrading, the fact that he was held for 3 weeks without being told what for, without knowing what his fate would be. And most distinctly, the court found that the treatment that he received at the airport at the hands of U.S. forces amounted to torture. Now, this is very significant. One might wonder, why is the court looking at the treatment by U.S. forces? Well, that's because that happened on Macedonian territory at the Skopje airport, and the court will hold Macedonia responsible for that. But the treatment is actually the standard textbook preparation for a rendition flight known as capture shock that was the standard operating procedure used by CIA agents and rendition teams to prepare them for flight. And so that treatment, the blindfolding, stripping the person naked, using force and violence to subdue them unnecessarily, inserting an anal tube to supposedly induce them into a weaker state, all of that cumulatively amounted to torture under the European Convention.
So even though these were U.S. agents who performed this torture on Mr. El-Masri, the European Court of Human Rights is holding Macedonia responsible because it happened on Macedonian soil?
And also because not only did it happen on Macedonian soil, but it also happened with a full awareness, and in fact, the court said, direct assistance and collaboration of Macedonian agents who were probably standing by, or at the very least, brought him to the airport and transferred him there to the U.S. rendition team. The court cannot pass judgment directly on actions of U.S. agents for the simple fact that the United States is not a party to the convention and is not under the court's jurisdiction. But for all effects and purposes, it is a ruling on the legality of the capture shock techniques used by the rendition teams.
Torture is something that comes under the doctrine of universal jurisdiction. Someone can be charged with and tried for torture in a country other than their own. Is this a venue that is open at this point?
Well, there's two things to distinguish. The European Court of Human Rights is not a criminal tribunal. It holds countries responsible for what the national authorities may have done to a person. It does not try individuals. That would be the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court for a category of crimes, or more likely, as you pointed out, at least in some countries, it is possible to charge and prosecute individuals who were involved with torture in another jurisdiction. That is a matter for prosecutors in a specific jurisdiction to decide, but it is a distinct possibility. And in fact, we are aware, for example, of an effort by Spanish prosecutors to see if crimes were committed on Spanish soil by the CIA rendition team that rendered Mr. Masri, because they made a stop in Palma de Mallorca, which was an R&R stop for the CIA teams. And in fact, it was first the German prosecutors, because Mr. El Masri is a German citizen, they investigated the case and they identified a number of CIA agents who were believed to be involved with his rendition and issued arrest warrants. Unfortunately, the German government made a political decision at the time not to seek extradition of these suspects, and that is something that in the light of this judgment, we're calling on the German government to reconsider.
Will this judgment facilitate further legal action against those who committed, condoned, or authorized torture?
Well, we certainly hope so. We believe this is a very good occasion for the U.S. administration to take a fresh look at it. President Obama has said that the administration wants to look forward, not backward. We believe in general it's a recipe for continuing to perpetrate this kind of violations in the future, whatever the best intentions there may be. So yes, we believe that at a minimum the U.S. administration should own up to the truth, accept what was done to the rendition victims, offer apologies and some form of redress. At the very least, we need truth and accountability.
Darian Pavli is a senior attorney with the Open Society Justice Initiative. He spoke with us from Strasbourg, France, late this afternoon. Khalid al-Masri suffered psychological as well as physical damage from his months of torture and abuse at the hands of the CIA. Since returning to Germany, he has experienced numerous problems that have been attributed to that experience and is currently incarcerated for assaulting the mayor of a town in Bavaria.